Gem City Sports Network presents the High School Game of the Week. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Miamisburg Centerville Road in Centerville, by Don Brown Sports Apparel in Big League, look for a minor league price, by McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. And now here's the voice of the Gem City Sports Network, Doug Brown. And good evening, everybody, from Twin Valley South High School in West Alexandria, Ohio. We welcome you to the season premiere of the High School Game of the Week. Tonight's game features the battle of 503, State Route 503, as the North Tri-County North Panthers travel south to take on the Twin Valley South Panthers. Tri-County North comes into this game with a record of no wins and two losses in the conference, 0-4 overall. They average 44.5 points a game, give up 61.8. South Panthers, on the other hand, they come in at 1-1, 2-3 overall. They average 41.8 points per game and give up 49. They have a winning streak of one in a row. Last year, these two teams played twice, South winning both of them, but they were close. South winning at Tri-County North, 47-43. Grant Ulrich and Jandon Ankrum scored 13 points each for South. Luke Eby had 14 and John Shirley had 10 for North. They also played in the Preble Shawnee tournament in December of last year. South winning that one 47-39. For North, Logan Florey had 27 points and John Shirley had 10. For South, Jandon Ankrum had 15 for the South Panthers. Last time out, they both played on Tuesday night. Yellow Springs defeated North 46-44, and South defeated Franklin Monroe 45-41. The other games tonight in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, it'll be Arcanum at Dixie, National Trail at Mississinewa Valley, Newton will be at Tri-Village, and Sonia at Bradford, Franklin Monroe at Preble Shawnee. Tomorrow's game, Saturday's game, go like this. Brookville will be at Arcanum, Mississinewa Valley at Covington. The Miami Valley School, that's located in Kettering, they'll take on the North Panthers at North. Fairlawn will be at Franklin Monroe. Union City will be at Ansonia. Fort Recovery will be at Bradford. Northeastern at Dixie, and Middletown Madison will be at Preble Shawnee. We're going to take a break. Be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Hey sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price. Back here at South High School in West Alexandria, Ohio, we're getting set for the Tri-County North Panthers and the Twin Valley South Panthers. In the reserve game, the South Panthers won 43-35. It was a pretty good ball game. South would take the lead and North would come back and make it close, and then South would pull away again. But good ball game. And these two teams, they could meet again. At the Preble Shawnee Holiday Tournament. That'll be on the 28th and 29th of this month. We will have that tournament for you here on the Gem City Sports Network. South will take on Preble Shawnee at 6, and North will take on the Valley View Spartans at 7:30, and then the winners will meet on the 29th at 7:30, the consolation game at 6, but we will have both games for you here on the Gem City Sports Network. So, going into this game, leading the way for the Tri-County North Panthers is Logan Florey. He averages 20.8 points per game and 4 rebounds per game. And also John Shirley, he averages 10 points per game and 8 rebounds a game. So he's a big man underneath. For the South Panthers, leading the way is Jandon Ankrum. He averages 13.2 points per game and 6.2 rebounds. And then Jace Thuma, he averages 11.8 points per game and 1.6 rebounds. But the man underneath, Eric Allenson, he also averages 6.6 rebounds a game. And then just John Shirley is the big man underneath for the Tri-County North Panthers with 8 rebounds per game. So we're going to take another break. Be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Our Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Ohio. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at South High School in West Alexandria, Ohio, Twin Valley South High School. These two teams are right on 503. And then you go a little bit further south, and you got Trouble Shawnee just off 503. So the three schools right within probably 20 miles of each other right there. And then, of course, in the other school, you got Ansonia, Arcana, Bradford, Dixie, Frank Monroe, Mississinewa Valley, National Trail, and Newton, besides, and also Tri-Village, besides Preble Shawnee North and South. The standings, if I can find them here. Standings in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, and you can get on their website at WOAC.com, W-O-A-C.com. Goes like this. Bradford leads the league. They are one, or I take that back. Bradford, Tri-Village, Dixie, Newton, and Preble Shawnee are all 1-0. National Trail, Franklin Monroe, and Twin Valley South are all 1-1. Ansonia, Arcana, Mississinewa Valley are 0-1, and Tri-County North is 0-2. Overall, Bradford is 3-0, Tri-Village 2-0, Dixie 3-1, Newton 2-1, Shawnee is 2-1, National Trail 2-2, Franklin Monroe 1-1, Twin Valley South 2-3, like you said earlier, Ansonia is 2-1, Arcanum is 1-2, Mississinewa Valley 0-2, and North Tri County North 0-4. The upcoming games, the North Panthers will play tomorrow night. They will take on the Miami Valley School Rams. And then also the new Miami Vikings on Tuesday. The South Panthers, they won't play until next Friday when they take on Ansonia at Ansonia. So we're just a few minutes away from getting started here. The band is in the background. We're going to let them play for a couple of minutes and let you hear the band. We like them. We always like to include the band, whether it's at football or basketball. If they got a pep band, we'll put them on. We don't have a studio show, so it's always nice to have the band as a backup, if you know what I mean. So we're going to take another break. Be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off right after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. Back here at Twin Valley South High School in West Alexandria, Ohio. We got about a minute and a half before the introduction of the starters and also the national anthem, which we will carry. The North Panthers are coached by Tyler McCurdy, and the South Panthers are coached by Braxton Campbell. So we start our high school season. I don't know how many games we're going to have, but we are going to be doing some. Our next game, I think, is going to be Stivers and Meadowdale at Stivers. So here's the starting lineup for South or North.
Featuring our guests, the Tri-County North Panthers, and your Twin Valley South Panthers. In order to make today's contest as enjoyable as possible, please represent your school and community in a positive and respectful
way. I think we're going to have our national anthem first. Everybody's standing up. So. It's almost impossible for me to stand up.
Let's also show courtesy and respect for our administrators, the community figures, and
so we're going to have the Tri-County or Twin Valley South Band performing our national anthem here in just a minute.
Ambulances led in this contest have been selected and assigned according to the procedures adopted by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Western Ohio Athletic Association. The officials for tonight are Clay Stump, Sterling, Tommy Moku, and Matt Worthington. Let's give our officials a round of applause. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a country with freedoms unlike any other. If you are able, please stand and remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem.
And now here's the starting lineup, first of all, for the visiting Tri-County North Panthers. A 6-foot junior, number 11, Logan Flory. Number 6'3" senior, number 12, Levi Paul. Also a 6-foot senior, number Dominic Lynch. A 6'1" junior, Braden Dawson, and a 6'3" senior, John Shirley. For the Twin Valley South Panthers, under head coach Braxton Campbell, Eric Allison, a 6'6" senior, Seth Voorhees, a 5'8" junior, Chandler Ulrich, a 5'10" junior, Jace Thuma, a 5'10" junior, and Jaden Antrim, a 6'2" junior. So he's got a lot of juniors. He's only got two seniors in the entire lineup, and that is Allison and Parker Mershon. For the Tri-County North Panthers, they have four seniors. So 8 minutes are on the clock, and here come the.
And now our starting lineups for tonight's varsity contest. First for Tri-County North, 6-foot junior, number 11, Logan Flory,
averaging 20.8 points per game and 4.8 rebounds.
Levi Paul
averaging 3.3 points per game and 3 rebounds per game.
5'11" senior, number 25, Dominic Lynch
averages 5.3 points per game and 3.3 rebounds.
Junior, number 3, Braden Dawson.
Braden Dawson doesn't have any average right now, but he averages 1.3 rebounds. And also John Shirley averages 10 points a game and 8 rebounds per game. And now for the South Panthers.
Panther fans on your feet for tonight's starting varsity lineup. Eric Allinson,
he averages 3.4 points per game and 6 rebounds.
6-foot junior, number 3, Seth Boras.
Averages 3.3 points per game and 1.8 rebounds.
Chandler Ulrich
averages 8.2 points per game and 3 rebounds per game.
Jace Thuma
averages 11.8 points per game and 1.6 rebounds. And leading the way, Jandon Ankrum. He averages 13.2 points per game and 6 rebounds per game. So sit back and enjoy tonight's game between the North Panthers and the South Panthers right here on the Gem City Sports Network as we start our coverage of high school basketball. Tomorrow we were supposed to have done the University of Virginia Lynchburg and Central State. That game was canceled due to concerns for travel and also health concerns by Virginia Lynchburg. So we will not have that game for you here on the Gem City Sports Network. We're trying to possibly try and get a high school game somewhere. So here we go, and jumping it up will be Eric Allison for the South Panthers. And it looks like number 35, John Shirley, will be jumping it up for the North Panthers. North in their road red jerseys with gray numbers. The South Panthers in their white jerseys with red numbers. And we are underway, and the tip is controlled by North. Flory will bring it up for the Panthers, going from right to left on your dial. Goes over to the right side, gets it over to Lynch. Lynch fires up a three, can't get it to go. Rebound, battle for, and out of bounds. And it's going to stay, it's going to go back, it's going to go over to South. 7:42 to go here in the first quarter. Rebounding it will be Allison. He'll get it into Boras. Boras will walk it up into the front court for the Panthers, for South, I should say. Picks up his dribble, hands it over to Ulrich. Ulrich gets down low, or to the high post to Antrim. Antrim over to Boras. Now Boras in the corner, firing up a three. Got it! Boras gets the South Panthers on the board. 3-0. Into the front court comes North. Coming over to the near side, and gets it over to Paul. Levi Paul. On the left wing, gets back over to the far side to Flory, firing up a three. He drains a three. raining threes here at South High School tonight. Flory, he's averaging 26%. He's 5 of 19 from three-point range. Here's Tuma. Tuma, top of the key, dishes back out to Voris. Voris over to the near side, over to Allison. Into the corner it goes to Tuma. Tuma puts it up, and he's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Foul's going against 12. Paul, that'll be his first team.
Foul shot at number 12, Levi Paul. His first
so going
team
to the line will be Jace Tuma. Tuma on the year, but averages 6 points per game. He's 7 for 11. Make it 8 of 12. That gives South a 4-3 lead with 6:38 to go here in this first quarter from Twin Valley South High School in West Alexandria, Ohio. And he makes the second run. It's now 5-3 in favor of North, or South, I mean. Into the front court comes Ankrum. He leads his team. 20 points a game. Goes over to the far side. It goes over to Lynch. Lynch looking down low. Gets back over to Ankrum. Ankrum back out top. Goes over to Lakes. Lakes. Yep. No, I take that back. It's not Lakes. Ball taken away by Flory, by Allison. Trying to drive. Here comes Ankrum to the right side. Shot goes up and in by Allison. He got his first two. It's now 7-3. Into the front court comes Flory. Gets it over to the far side to Lynch. Lynch looking inside, now gets it inside to Braden Dawson. And he got a whistle on a injured Tri-County or Twin Valley South Panther. He's grabbing his ankle. 5:47 to go here in this first quarter. And the trainers were out there right now. They had to wait till the whistle, but she was out there in a hurry. And I give credit to the trainers all the time. They work hard. They keep these kids healthy. They don't want to work during the game, but if they have to, they will. It looks like he's holding his ankle a little bit. His coach will help him up. And that is number four in Jace Tuma. They can ill afford to lose him. He averages 11 points per game. They took him right to the locker room. Coming in will be number 21 and Connor Mowell. It's Howell with an M. Mowell. There we go. Inbounding it. Comes into Ankrum. Back over to Lynch. Lynch, top of the key. And bring it over. Sends it over down into the low post. Underneath. Shot goes up and in by Braden Dawson. That's now 7-5 with 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. Going over to the far side is Boris. Boris now gets it over to Allison. Allison into the corner. It goes to Tuma. Tuma drives. Oh, that was Chandler Ulrich that went off. I'm sorry. Shot no good. Rebound comes down. Here comes Flory. Flory almost loses it. Now hands it off to Lynch. Lynch does lose it. Picking it up is Shirley. Shirley back out top to Lynch. Lynch into the corner. It goes. A shot for three. No good by Paul. And it's going to be long to Tri-County North. I mean Twin Valley South. I think I'm just going to say North and South from here on out. They're both named Panthers, so I can't say Panthers. So here we go. 4:48 to go, and bringing it up will be Seth Boris. Boris into the front court, gets it over to the near side to Allison. Now he'll hand off to Tuma. Tuma tries to drive baseline. Now dishes it over to Boris. Boris back out top. Here comes Mowell. Throws it over to Tuma, and he's fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot two. Looks like foul's going against Levi Paul. Picked up his second. Going to the line will be Tuma, who is 2 for 2 from the line tonight. Make it 3 for 3. Into the game for Tri-County North will be Griffin Ralph. Or not take it back. Jake Powell. Second tackle is up and in. Looking on the wrong side here. Here comes North. Lynch will walk it across the line. 9-5 is our score. South leading it. Lynch checking everything out. Looking, picks up his dribble. Goes over to the near side. Gets it over to Braden Dawson. Dawson into the corner of Flory. Long shot, no good. Rebound, no good. And a whistle and a foul going against North. Jake Powell will pick up his first and third on the team. 4:07 to go. 9-5 South leading it. Boris will bring it up into the front court. Coming over to the near side. That gets it over to Tuma. Tuma looking inside. Back over to Boris. Out on the right, left elbow. Coming over to the near side. Gets it back over to Tuma. Tuma looking inside. Dishes down low. Goes to Allison. Allison in the paint. Turnaround jump shot. Got it to go. Eric Allison has four, and it's now 11-5 with 3:40 to go here in this first quarter from Twin Valley South High School in West Alex. Lynch into the front court for the Panthers, for North, I should say. Assessing the situation, now go over to the far side, hands off to Shirley. Shirley down low, goes to Dawson. Dawson finding his way around. Now here comes Flory. Flory, double team over to Lynch. Lynch firing up a three, a little too hard. Rebound, battle for picked up by North, or South. Into the front court comes Tuma. Tuma up left side, into the corner goes. There's a shot for three off the side of the backboard. Comes all the way out. Tuma will pick it up, set up the offense once again with 3 minutes to go. Tuma coming to the near side, drives the lane, almost traveled. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to go, it's going to stay with South with 2:53 to go. Jace Tuma will inbound it, gets it in, and now it's batted out of play, and it's going to stay with South underneath their own basket. Well, it's good to see Chandler Ulrich is back in. Sitting down will be Connor Mowell. Ball comes in, ball knocked away, picked up by Allison. Allison underneath, tried to get it inside, down low to Akram, and now here's a shot by Tuma for three, a little too hard. Rebound, battle for, picked up by Shirley of the North Panthers. Into the front court comes Flory. Flory will stop, pick up his dribble, dishes down low, gets it to Shirley. Shirley puts it up, little short, rebound comes down to South, and a whistle and a foul. Looks like it's going against John Shirley. Yep, it'll be Shirley. That'll be his first. Team's fourth. Timeout on the court with 2:25 to go here in this first quarter. Tri-County, or Twin Valley South leads it 11-5. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Here we go, play underway as South will inbound it. Boris gets it over to Ankrum. Ankrum, double team. Now over to the right side it goes. There's a shot for three, no good by Tuma. And that. Eric Allison gets two more. He's got six, and it's now 13-5. Shot for three from the side by Carter Lake. No good. Now rebound underneath, and a whistle and a foul going against Tri-County North.
Foul
Shirley picks up his second, team's fifth. Twin Valley South has yet to commit a foul. Ball comes in to Ulrich, and Ulrich will bring it up into the, sends it over. Ulrich now gets it across the line, gets it over to the Ankrum. Ankrum down low, gets to Allison. Allison's going to be hammered. Another foul by the North Panthers. That's their sixth foul. Dominic Lynch picks up his first foul. That's going to send out Eric Allison to the line for two. Allison, a 50% free throw shooter, 5 of 10 on the year. Shot goes up a little too hard off to the right. So he misses the first. He'll get a second. Shot goes up and no good. Rebound comes down to North. Gets it over to Carter Lake, and he'll send it over to Florey. Florey into the front court. Stop, popped from the left elbow. Shot no good, a little too hard. Rebound comes down to North. Or South, I'm sorry. A whistle, and what do we have here? Looks like somebody got pushed out of bounds, but I think it's going to be South ball. No, I take that back. They changed their minds. It's going to be North. South leading it 13-5 with 1:22 to go here in quarter number one. Our first game of the year for South. First game of the year, period, for high school basketball. Ball goes down low. Now back out top to Shirley. Shirley down, puts it up, rattles around and through. John Shirley has 2 points. Less than a minute to go, 13-7 South. Forrest will bring it up, fires over to the right side, over to Tuma. Tuma double team, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound, Battleford gets it, rebound, puts it back up and in. Chase Tuma, 2 more points. Tuma's got 6. And it's now 15-7, an 8-point North or South lead. Now here's Lynch. Lynch into the front court, goes over to the left side. They dish it down low to Powell, and a whistle and a foul going against South. It's going against Ulrich, and that'll be his first, team's first. Back into the game comes Braden Dawson. Jake. So Lynch will inbound it. Ball comes in and gets it right to Shirley. Shirley puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Logan Florey. Florey over to Flores. Flores is going to drive. Kicks over to the left side. There's Florey drive. Ankrum gets his first two of the night. Screwed up on that one. 5 seconds to go. 17-7. Down underneath. The ball comes out to Lynch. Shot goes up and no good. And at the end of one period, it's the South Panthers 17 and the North Panthers 7. We shall return after this timeout. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the...
Back here at South High School in West Alexandria, Ohio. 17-7, South leading it. For North in that first quarter, Florey had 3, Dawson had 2, and Shirley had 2. For the South Panthers, Allison had 6, Boris had 3, Tuma had 6, and Ankrum had 2. South will have the ball to start this second quarter. Leading by 10, 17-7. Boris into the front court. For South. Now over to the far side. Goes over to Ulrich. Ulrich looking inside. They finally get it inside to Ankrum. He's going to lose the ball. Picks it up. Back out to Boris. Boris from the three-point range right at the top of the key. And it bounced around. No good. Rebound comes down to North. Ball came down to Dawson. He'll hand off to Lynch, and Lynch will walk it up. Ball comes over to the near side. It gets it over to Paul. Paul goes into the corner, dishes down low into the low post, and ball taken away by Ankrum of South. Ball goes over to Voris up on the left wing. He's going to try and drive the lane, stops, kicks back out to Ankrum. Ankrum has a shot blocked, picked up though. Picked up by Paul or by Wyatt Lakes. Dominic Lynch picks up his second foul, team seventh, and that's going to send Wyatt Lakes to the line to shoot two. 17-7 is our score. 10-point South lead. Shot goes up, no good. That was the 1-1. Into the front court comes the Florey over to Lynch in the left wing, right wing. Down underneath it goes to Shirley, and Shirley's going to be fouled. Ankrum picks up his first, team second. Kobe Reynolds into the game for the North Panthers. He gets the ball, or comes back out, goes to Florey. Florey into the corner. Now they dish it down low to Shirley. Ball goes out of bounds off of Shirley, and it's going to belong to South. 6:44 to go. Nobody has scored here in the second quarter. 17-7, South leading it. Boris will walk it up into the front court. Now to the top of the key goes to Ankrum. Ankrum over to the left side. Now here's Ulrich having it. He has it. He's going to drive the lane, stop, puts it up, shot blocked. Right, it goes right to Lakes. He put it up. He can't get it to go. There comes North. Florey into the front court. Looking for somebody to get it to. He finally gets it over to Paul, and a whistle and a foul. See where the foul is on. Foul is going against Connor Mowell. That is first, team's third. Inbounding it will be Paul. Paul gets it in. He'll get it in to Dawson. Dawson will send it back out to Paul. Paul out near midcourt. Coming out now, top of the key. Goes over to the right side to Shirley. Shirley drives. Loses it. Picked up by Ulrich. Ulrich still alive. Drive the lane, and he loses the ball. And it's picked up by Braden Dawson. North has the ball. 5:45 remaining here in the first half. Coming up at the half, we'll try and have some scores for you, as well as the band. Here's Florey, top of the key. Florey's left side. Into the corner, or to the left wing, it goes to Paul. Back out to Florey. Florey fires up a shot, little short rebound, and a whistle and a foul. Going against North. Levi Paul picks up his third foul, team's ninth, or eighth. So going to the line will be Ankrum. He was shooting the 1-1. Ankrum on the year is a 47% free throw shooter. He's 9 of 19 on the year. First shot goes up and through. He'll get a second. First points of the second quarter for either team. South leading it 18-7. Second shot goes up and nothing but net. 19-7, a 12-point lead for the South Panthers as Logan Florey will bring it up for North. He's over to the right side. Send it over to Lynch. Now Lynch has it. Lynch hands off to Reynolds. Reynolds left side, ball kicked out of bounds. That's going to stay with North. North will play tomorrow night against the Miami Valley Rams at North High School. Lynch looking inside, now goes over to the left side, gets it over to Reynolds. Back out to Lynch. Lynch into the corner. Down low, it goes to Powell. Powell now into the right corner, gets the ball back again, puts it up, and it rims out. He's going to be fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Ankrum picks up his first. Team fourth. Jake Powell at the line for North, shooting two. Powell on the air is 0 for 2 from the line. The shot goes up off the left side of the rim. Back into the game comes Eric Allison. 4:55 remaining here in the first half. Powell getting the second shot, goes up and no good. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be picked up by Ulrich of South. Ulrich steps over the line, picked up by Lynch. Now he's going to drive at the free throw line, get it back over to Ulrich, or to Tuma. Tuma tries to drive, loses the ball, picked up by North. Here's a three-on-three break. Flory puts it up and gets it to go. Logan Flory gets his first two of the night, or his first basket of the night. He's got 5 points. He has a three and a two. Ball comes over to the right. Tried to get it over to Connor Mao, but it went out of bounds. Back into the game comes Seth Boris. Mao will sit down. 4:21 to go here in the first half. 19-9 is our score. South leading North. Boris gets the inbound pass. Now he's out near midcourt. Now over to Allison. Allison in the corner. There's a shot for three. No good by Ulrich. Picked up by North. Into the front court come the Panthers. Flory gets it over to Lynch. Lynch firing up a long three off the side of the rim and no good. And one of the South cheerleaders grabs it. We'll give her a rebound. South controls it now. 19-9 is our score. 3:55 to go here in the first half. Boris into the front court. We'll go over to the left side now. Still out near midcourt. Still has it. Goes over to the left side. He'll hand off to Ulrich. Ulrich on the left wing. He'll bring it back out. No shot clock in high school basketball. Ball goes down low. Shot. Rowell tried to get it to go, but he was knocked away. Into the roll. Down underneath. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound. Allison puts it up, no good. Rebound comes down to North. Lynch will control it and gets it over to Flory. Flory up the left side. Flory wanted to take a three, but somebody was in his face. Now they dish it down. Ball goes, tried to dish it down low. Ball goes off of Allison's foot. And it's going to belong to North. 3:04 to go here in the first half. 19-9 is our score. Ball comes down to Dawson. By end of the corner, it goes to Lynch. Back out top to Flory. Flory pumps. Now it sends it over to Lynch. And Lynch is going to be fouled by Tuma. Tuma's going to pick up his first, team's fifth. Glad you can join us on this season premiere of high school basketball, North and South. There's a shot by Lynch from the right, left side. No good. Rebound to Allison. Allison DeVore is up to Ulrich. Ulrich's going to drive the lane. That is hammered. He hits the deck. He's okay. That's going to be the ninth foul on North. Braden Dawson picks up his first. Ninth on the team. 2:42 left. Ulrich will go to the line to shoot two. Ulrich on the year is a 63% free throw shooter. He's 7 for 11. Shot goes up and no good off the back of the rim. .242 left, a 10-point South lead. We have a timeout called, a full timeout. We're going to take advantage of that. 2:42 left, 19-9 is our score. Back after this.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blaze the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Ohio high school sports.
This message presented by the OHSAA and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at South High School, Ulrich will have another shot and makes it. So Ulrich gets his first point, and it's 20-9. South leading it. 2:39 to go here in this first half. Lynch on the left side, dishes back out top, goes to Reynolds. Reynolds back over to Lynch. Now they get it inside to Dawson. Dawson over to Florey. Florey, little fake move, tried to put it up but didn't do so. He falls down on his keister. Now back over to the right side. There's Florey for three, a little too hard. Where ball goes up, battle for it, picked up by North. Double teamed is Dawson. And timeout called by North. As he had a little bit of a problem there. He was double-teamed. So what do we have here? 30-second timeout? 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Yeah, tomorrow we were supposed to have done the Central State and UVA Lynchburg game, but that was been canceled due to travel concerns along with illnesses for UVA Lynchburg. But we will be back at Central State on Monday when they take on Lincoln out of California. And that should be an interesting game because they're only coming over here for one game, I think. They're coming west. They're out of California. We'll have that game for you beginning at 7:30. The airtime will be 7:15. Lynch will inbound it for the North Panthers in the corner. In the left corner, comes all the way out. Gets it over to Shirley. Back over to Lynch in the left corner. Shirley, there they dish down low. Florey, little spin move from the free throw line. Puts it up, a little short rebound. And we got a jump ball. And it's going to remain with North with 1:57 to go here in this first half. Coming up at the half, we have the band and some scores as we have them. Ball comes into Florey, knocked away, picked up by Allison. Allison on the fly will stop. Ball taken away by Florey. Florey stops, puts it up, and can't get it to roll. Rebound comes down to Allison. Allison's going to be fouled by Florey. Florey's going to pick up his first foul. Team's 10th, so North or South will be going to the line for two for the remainder of the first half. Allison will be at the line to shoot two. He's 0 for 2 from the line tonight. 20-9 is our score with 1:45 to go. Allison will toe the line. Gets the ball from the official. Here's the first of two. A little too hard off the back of the rim. Score remains 20-9. Twin Valley South only has five fouls on the evening. Second shot coming up, and it is good. 21-9 now is our score. We play here in quarter number two. Lynch over to the far side. Lynch looking inside, now back out top. Goes to Reynolds. Reynolds back over to Lynch. Lynch cross court. Goes all the way over to Dawson. Dawson back out top to Reynolds, over to Lynch. Tried to get it down low to Shirley, and a whistle. And what do we have? A traveling call against North, and it's going to turn the ball back over to Twin Valley South. Bringing it up will be Seth Voorhees, a 5'8" junior. Walks it up, gets it across the line. Picked up by Flory. Flory's dishes off to Ankrum. Fires up a shot, no good. Or that's Tuma, I should say. Shot was no good, and foul is going against Logan Flory. That'll be his second. So that's going to send Tuma to the line to shoot two. With 106 to go, a 13-point lead. Shot goes up, and or 12-point lead, now 13-point lead. Tuma makes his first one. He now has 7 points on the night. Second shot goes up and through. He's got eight, and it's now a 14-point lead for the South Panthers. Flory will bring it up. Dish it down to the free throw line to Shirley. Puts up the shot, no good. And the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to belong to South. Less than a minute to go here in this first half. As John Shirley is limping off. Coming in will be Jake Powell. So less than a minute to go here in the first half. Boris will bring it across the line, be picked up right at the line by Flory. Coming over to the near side now. Changes, and the ball knocked away, picked up by Allison over in the left wing. Puts up a shot, way off the mark. Air ball, here comes Flory. Flory on the flash, fast break, he's going to put it up, and he's going to be fouled. Looks like he's going to be fouled by Ulrich. That'll be his second, team sixth. That's going to send Flory to the line to shoot two. Flory, 5 points on the night. Flory is a 69.9% free throw shooter. He's 6 of 23 from the line. We'll have both these teams on the Preble Shawnee tournament on the 28th and 29th of December. Flory cannot make the first one. Second shot coming up with 33.9 seconds to go here in this first half. Second shot goes up and goes in. 13-point lead for South, 23-10 with 30 seconds to go here in this first half. Flores gets around Flory. Now he's going to drive. Now kick it back out to Ulrich. Ulrich's going to drive into the corner. It goes to Tuma. Tuma drives. Now Ulrich has his shot blocked by Lynch. Picked up by Flory. Over to Lynch. Lynch hands off to Reynolds. Reynolds puts it up and in. Reynolds makes 23-12, a 9-point lead, or 11-point lead. Ball's thrown away, and it's going to belong to North, or South. 8/10 of a second to go. And your score is 23-12. They've got to get it in and get it up fast. 8/10 of a second to go. And Allison got the inbound pass, but it wasn't, he took his time, and time runs out. Your score at the end of the first half. It's the Twin Valley South Panthers 23, the Tri-County North Panthers 12. We'll be back with scores and the band right after this.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
Hey sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Back here at South High School, we're going to let you listen to the band for a few minutes. We'll be back with some scores here in just a few minutes. And the band will play in the background as we give some scores. In the third quarter, Southeastern leads Catholic Central 37-32. And I don't think we're going to get many more. But we'll keep looking down on score screen. Other games tonight. Cedarville will be at Greenview. Ansonia at Bradford. Miamisburg will be at Northmont. Conus will be taking on Meadowdale. Belmont, Thurgood Marshall. Western Hills will be at St. Xavier down Cincinnati. Arcanum at Dixie. Troy Christian will be at Milton Union. Valley View at Franklin. Riverside will be at Northridge. Van Wert is at Salina. And there at the half, Van Wert leads at 29-10. Also in the third quarter, Springfield Shawnee leads Kenton Ridge 30-28. Defiance over St. Mary's in the third quarter, 47-37. Sycamore leads Lakota East at the half, 33-23. Hard Northern leads Ridgedale 13-7 in the second quarter. Watkins trails Jackson Center 34-29 in the third quarter. Elida trails Kenton at the half, 22-15. Also at the half, West Liberty Salem 28, Mechanicsburg 9. Fort Recovery leads Parkway in the first quarter, 16-7. Now West Liberty Salem's 28-9, Fort Recovery 16-7 over Parkway. At the half, Upper Scioto Valley leads Waynesfield Goshen 39-31. Oakwood over Carlisle 27-26 in the third quarter. Miami Trace leads Jackson 30-24. Dakota West leads Hamilton in the first quarter 12-8. Springfield is at Fairmont. I don't know if that's going to be played yet. We're going to listen to the band here. I guess they're taking a quick break. But yeah, the Pep Band, they work just as hard as the basketball players and cheerleaders, so we put them on too. And that's the same way it is with football. Fairbanks leads Northeastern 30-27. Ottawa Glendorf leads Wapakoneta in the third quarter 37-19. Anson leads Roblin 26-19 in the second quarter. And Fenwick and Carroll tied at 7 in the first. See, Greenville is at Stebbins. Roger Bacon takes on Summit Country Day. Northwestern is up at Indian Lake. Hope to have the Lakers on one game this year. Bethel's at Covington. Euler is at Cincinnati College Prep. Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy is at Clark Montessori. None of these have scores that have been reported to ScoreStream. We're going to take... Where's the band? Is our score. We'll be back with the second half right after this timeout. South leading North 23-12. Back after this.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. Back here at South High School, 23-12, South leading North. As we get ready to get started here in the second half, South will have the ball. Logan Florey has 6 points for North. Kobe Reynolds has two. Braden Dawson, two. And John Shirley has two. For South, Eric Allison has seven. Seth Voorhees, three. Chandler Ulrich has one. Jace Tuma has eight. And Jandon Ankrum has four. So get set for second half action as South will have it. They will be going from right to left on your dial. Dressed in their white jerseys with red numbers, black trim. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Logan Florey. as inbounding it is Chandler Ulrich. Finally gets it in to Tuma. Tuma out near midcourt. Almost had his pocket picked by Flory. Well, here comes Tuma. Hands off to Voorhees. Voorhees on the right wing. Voorhees. This is off to Ulrich. Ulrich to Voorhees. He loses it. Picked up by South or by North. Flory will bring it across the line for the North Panthers in their red jerseys with gray numbers. And a whistle on an offensive foul going against two. Dawson gets his second foul, team's first illegal screen is the call. Ball comes into Voorhees. Now ball knocked away by Flory. Now they, North throws it away, picked up by Ulrich, and he throws it away. Here comes ball go all the way down to Flory. Flory puts it up and can't get it to go. Rebound tipped up. No good. Rebound comes down to Voorhees of South. Up the right wing, being handled there by Lynch. Now he'll bring it back out. Now drives. Luke gets it, dishes off to Ankrum, and a whistle on the foul. Timeout called by Braxton Campbell with 7:03 to go here in this third quarter. 23-12. 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. We'll thank our sponsors. The Profile of Performance Products, G&G Fitness Equipment, Don Brown Sports Apparel, McAfee Heating and Air, Profiler Inc., Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, USO, and the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Thank you for them for sponsoring tonight's, as Marty Brenneman would call it, a titanic struggle between North and South. These two teams will be in the Preble Shawnee tournament. The South will take on, I'll find it here later. Ball is going to be inbounded by Voorhees. Gets it in to Allison. Allison on the left wing. Hands off to Ankrum. Ankrum back out top. Goes to Ulrich. Ulrich out near the mid-court side. And he's going to try and drive the lane. Stops at the free throw line. Gets it over to Tuma. Tuma drives. Puts it up and off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to John Shirley. Shirley will get it up to Flory. Flory up the left side. Now a little spin move, puts it up, and off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Chandler. Ulrich. Ulrich picked up by Flory. He's being a little pressed there. Now Ulrich gets it over to Flory. Flory. Shot goes up by Ankrum. No good. Rebound comes down to Shirley. Ball all the way down as a pass to Lynch. Lynch puts it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. And it's going to be, what have we got here? A jump ball, and it's going to belong to North. 6:13 left here in this first or third quarter. Neither team has scored. It's still 23-12. Ball comes into Flory on the right wing in the right corner. He'll dish it out to Levi Paul. Paul playing with three fouls right now. And over to Flory. Flory stops, pops for three. A little too long. Rebound comes right underneath. The ball's taken away by South. Taken away by Ankrum. And he'll send it over to Ulrich, and Ulrich will walk it across the line. 5:50 left here in this third quarter, 23-12. Allison gets it over in the right elbow, into the corner, goes to Tuma. Tuma just down low to Allison. Allison has a shot blocked, but a foul going against North. Foul's going against Dominic Lynch. That'll be his third, team second. Coming in for Lynch will be Carter Lake for North. Ball comes all the way out, and it's intercepted. Here comes Flory. Flory's going to drive the lane, lays it up off the glass, and gets it to go. Logan Flory has 8 points on the night, and it's down to a 9-point lead for South. 5:26 to go here in this third quarter. South leading it by nine. Ball goes down low. Shot by Ankrum. No good. Rebound picked up by Voorhees. Now to Allison. Allison, turnaround jump shot. Got it to go. Eric Allison has nine. And now back to an 11-point lead, 25-14. Flory gets it over into the corner. Now he dishes it down low to Shirley. Shirley up, puts it up, no good. Rebound. A whistle and a foul going against Dawson. That'll be his third. Team second. Jake Powell now into the game for North. They trail at 25-14 with 4:50 to go here in this third quarter. Boris into the front court. Gets it over to Ulrich. Ulrich being hounded. Now he gets it over to Boris. Boris looking inside. Gets it into Allison. Allison puts it up no good. He's fouled. Looks like it's going against Shirley. And that'll be his third to also. Team's third. Team's fourth of the half. Allison at the line shooting two. He is 1 for 4 from the line tonight. Shot goes up and good. Nothing but net. He's got 10. He leads everybody. Kobe Reynolds back into the lineup for North. 4:35 to go. A 12-point lead for North, or for South. Second shot goes up, and a little too hard. Rebound tipped around, picked up by Lake. Now, ball taken away. Here's a layup by North, or South. Ankrum, he misses it. Picked up, hits Flory. Ball pass is intercepted by Tuma. Tuma's going to drive. Lane puts it up and gets it to go. Jake Tuma gets two more. He's got 10. That's 28-14. They've doubled the score on North. Flory looking inside. Now gets it over to Lakes. Fires up, to Paul. Fires up a shot that goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with South or North. It's always tough when you got two teams by the name, same name, Panthers. South will inbound it. Get it all the way out. They get it to Lake. Lake has his pass taken away, but getting right back to him. Here comes Powell. Powell puts up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Allison of South. Dishes off to Voorhees. Voorhees having some trouble with Flory. Flory's going to be called for the foul. His third. Team's fifth. Reaching foul on Flory. South has yet to commit a foul with 3:42 to go here in this third quarter. Inbounding it will be Ulrich. Gets it into Tuma. Tuma will dish it down low. Shot goes up and no good. Rebound tipped around and picked up by Ankrum. Now to Tuma. Tuma puts it up and in. Tuma now has 12 to lead the team, and it's now 30-14. South pulling away. Ball goes over to the left side. Now underneath goes, shot goes up and in by Carter Lake. His first two. 30-16 with 3:05 to go in the third. Into the front court comes Ulrich. Ulrich goes over to the right side, drives the lane, puts it up and can't get it to go. Rebound batted out of bounds. It's going to stay with South. 2:54 to go here in the third quarter. Once again, these two teams will play again. They'll play again on the 28th and 29th down at Preble Shawnee. In their turn, Allison drives, puts it up a little too hard. Rebound Ankrum. He puts it up and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going against North. Looks like it's going to be number 23 in Kobe Reynolds. His first, team sixth. That's going to send Ankrum to the line to shoot two. He's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. He's got 4 points. First shot off the front of the rim, no good. Back into the game comes Braden Dawson. With 2:46 to go here in this third quarter, second shot goes up. Rattles around, no good. Rebound comes down to Carter Lake. Lake will get it over to Florey. He'll cross the line over on the left side. Now into the corner it goes to, went over to Paul. Now they dish it down low. Ball's taken away by South. As grabbing it is Ankrum. And he throws it away, but it's knocked out of bounds by Dawson. It's going to stay with the South Panthers with 2:20 to go here in this third quarter. From Twin Valley South High School in West Alexandria, Ohio. Ball knocked away, picked up by Florey. Florey's going to drive, stops, puts it up, and gets the basket and one. He's got 10. He'll be at the line shooting the and one. He is 1 for 2 from the line tonight. Allison out now. Shot goes up by Florey and bounces around and through. He's got 11. It's now 30-19, an 11-point lead for South. We're trying to come back. Ulrich goes right side, tries to drive the lane. Now drives, goes underneath, kicks it back out to Ankrum. Ankrum at the free throw line puts it up and can't get it to go. Rebound tipped around, picked up by North. Here comes Florey into the front court in a hurry. Florey loses it. Picked up by an alert Levi Paul. Florey will get the ball back again from Dawson. He'll back it out. Send it over to the far side to Reynolds. Reynolds into the left wing. Goes over to Paul. Paul back out top to Lake. Into the corner it goes. Shot for three. No good by Dawson. Shot again. No good. And what ball goes out of bounds. That was Reynolds that made the three. Or tried to shoot the three. 1:24 left in this first or third quarter. Connor Mowell into the game for South. 30-19 with a 1:24 to go here in this third quarter. South leading it. South has led all the way. Ball comes all the way out. Goes to Lake. Lake on the left wing. He'll bring it back out. Top of the key. Goes over to the right side. Gets it over to Reynolds. Reynolds out, back out. Goes over to the left side. Hands off to Lake. And a ball goes out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by South. Into the student section over from North. Ball comes in. Here's Florey for three. Off his back. Misses everything except the net. A whistle on a foul going against North. That'll be their eighth foul. That'll be Braden Dawson's fourth. Seventh on the team. They're going to go to the line to shoot 1-1, as going to the line will be Wyatt Lakes. Lakes on the year is 0-for-2 from the line. Shirley back into the game for North. Rainbow shot off the rim. Missed everything. As the North crowd is letting him have it. He's 0-for-2 from the line tonight. Florey gets it over to Lake. Lake will try and drive. Hands off. This time goes to Dawson. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with South. Or North. Back into the game comes Ulrich for North. Or South with 55.5 seconds left in this third quarter. Ball goes over to the right, left side, and now they'll dish it down low. There's a shot by Paul, no good. Rebound comes down to Florey for North. Flory. Drives the lane, puts it up off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound by Flory, puts it up again, no good. Rebound picked up this time by South, and a whistle on the foul. Another foul, that'll be the ninth on, or the eighth on the. Logan Flory picks up his fourth, team's eighth. Going to the line will be Connor Mowles. Shooting the 1-1. Mal on the air is a 60% free throw shooter, 3-for-5. First shot goes up and through. He gets his first points of the night. First free throw of the year. 31-19, South leading it with 34.2 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Mal gets it up and gets his second one. He is now 5-of-7 from the free throw line this year. Flory gets it over to the near side of the lake. Into the corner it goes to Reynolds. Reynolds dishes down low to Shirley. Shirley puts it up. He's going to be fouled. He'll be at the line for two. 22 ticks on the clock yet. Ankrum picks up his third. Came second of the quarter. Shirley at the line, shooting two. Makes the first one. Parker Marchand into the game for South. He's making his first appearance of the night. Second shot by Shirley coming up. Try and cut it to within 11, and he does so. Tickles the twine. It's now 32-21. He has 4 points. Shirley does. Ulrich in a foot race. Gets it up down low. Shot no good. And look, as trying to put it up his legs, he gets it. Gets fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Reynolds picks up his third. So Lake's going to line, shooting two this time. He's 0-for-2 and misses that one. 32-21 with 11.9 seconds to go here in this third quarter. South leading it. Lake's second shot goes up and also no good, a little too hard. Rebound picked up by North. And a whistle and a foul. What do we have here? Foul going against South. That'll be just a third on South. Parker Marchand picks up his first. 8.8 seconds to go. Flory into the front court. Gets it over to the far side. Gets it over to Reynolds. Now down low. Shot goes up by Shirley at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter. Your score, Twin Valley South, 32. And the Tri-County North Panthers, 21. Back in with the fourth quarter right after this. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? Members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
We move to the fourth quarter. South will have it. Ball comes in to Ulrich. Ulrich holding on to it. Picked up by Lynch. Ulrich goes out to midcourt. They send it over to Lakes. Lakes to get it to Mowell. Mershon out top of the key. Gets it over to Ulrich. Ulrich on a drive. Now back over to the far side to Mowell. To Ulrich. Killing some clock here, just starting the fourth quarter, 32-21 South. Here's Mowell at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Mershon. Mershon will get it over to Ulrich. Ulrich drives, and draw off this time to Lakes. Lakes being hounded there by, Levi Paul. Ball goes over to the left side of the mound. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by North. Both trying to cut into this lead. Trying to go into single digits. There's Paul. Left side. Right side. Puts up. Kicks it to go. Ball tipped around. Picked up by North. They tried to get away and tried to get it out. It's loose ball picked up by Lakes of North. Or of South, and an offensive foul going down as Mowell just bowled over somebody. Be his second, team's fourth. Coming back into the game is Jace Tuma. As Mowell will sit down. Here comes Flory into the front court for North. Picks up his dribble. Now gets it over to Lynch. Lynch into the corner. It goes to... It went to Paul, and it went out of bounds. Going to go back over to South. Coming back into the game is Jandon Ankrum. And Mershon will sit down. 32-21 with 6.5 to go here in this one. Glad you could join us here on the Gem City Sports Network. It's our first high school game of the year. Our next high school game, as of right now, will be the Stivers Tigers hosting Meadowdale. Shot by Ankrum, no good. Rebound comes down to Shirley. Shirley will get it over to Lynch. Lynch up to the left side in a hurry. Coming down the middle of the lane, kicks it over. There's a shot for off the right side by Jake Powell. Now... Ball goes down low. Shot goes up by Ankrum and gets it to go. Ankrum has 6. And they got Jace Tuma. Jace Tuma has 2 more. He's got 14. Timeout called. We'll be taking a timeout, too, back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From 2-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Why do you exercise? To look better? To feel better? To drop a few pounds? To train for an event? To defy age? Or to keep your ability to say yes to the things you love to do? Whatever motivates you, G&G Fitness Equipment is here to get you there. Treadmills, ellipticals, rowers, bikes, home gyms, and accessories. We'll pair you with the right equipment, teach you how to use it, and be there every step of your fitness journey. G&G Fitness. Your goal is our goal.
34-21 is our score. A 13-point lead for the South Panthers over North. North will have the ball. Lynch will inbound it to Flory in the backcourt. Allison back into the game for South. Just down low to Shirley. Shirley almost throws it away. Picked up by Flory. Lynch from the left side. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Shirley puts it up and in. Shirley has 6 points. Down to an 11-point lead, 34-23, 5:28 remaining in this one. Allison has it, gets it over to Tuma on the left side. Tuma, at the top of the key, now drives left side lane, goes in where the tall trees are, and he can't get it to go, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line for 2. Fouls going against Flory. That'll be his fifth.
Foul is shot by number 11, Logan Flory. His fourth.
Make it his fourth foul.
Number 5, Jason Stepson, one, two.
So two move at the line for shoot for two. Perfect from the line tonight. Until now. 6 of 7 from the line. Dawson back into the game for North. As Tuma gets the ball back again. Check shot goes up, and this time it goes through. Tuma has 15. Connor Mowell back into the game for the Twin Valley South Panthers. Ball goes over to the left side to Lynch. Lynch looking across, comes over to Paul on the near side. Paul back over to Lynch on the left side. Now gets Shirley at the free throw line. Ball knocked away by Allison. Allison loses it, picked up by Lynch, and they're just batting the ball around. Nobody wants it. There comes North. Shirley drives. Down low to Paul. Paul puts it up and in. Flory. Flory puts it up and in, and it's down to a 10-point lead. Here comes Boris over to Allison. Allison over on the left wing. Gets it to Ulrich. Ulrich, left elbow, or right elbow, going to drive on Lynch. Kicks it over to Allison in the corner. Back out top goes to Ankrum. Ankrum gets it over to Ulrich. Ulrich back out to Ankrum. They move the ball around. Mal has it. Dish down low to Ankrum. He puts it up. Shot blocked. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with South. 4:09 to go here in this fourth quarter. 35-25 is our score. South leading it. South will inbound it. Ball comes out. Now Voris has it. Voris going to drive, loses it, picked up by Lynch. Lynch on the fly. Has a man off to the right. Little reverse layup goes up and in by Lynch. Lynch gets his first two, and it's now an 8-point lead. South leading North, 35-27. A timeout called. We're going to take a quick timeout, too, back after this. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, Little League organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Back here at Twin Valley South High School in West Alexandria, Ohio, 35-27, South leading it. Don Brown, I just heard a commercial by him. Listening in tonight in dark and cheerful Centerville. South will have the ball. Inbounding it will be Connor Mowell. That gets it in to Allison. Allison will hold on to it. Standing right out by the south bench. He didn't have to move because nobody was on him. 3:42 to go. 35-27 to score. Allison gets the ball back again. Gets it down low. Shot by Ankrum. Gets it up and in. Ankrum. It's his eighth. Make it his 6-point. 37-27. South leading it. Ball goes over to Flory. He misses everything. But Shirley gets the putback. He's got eight. Whistle on the foul.
against North. That got they're over the limit. Or no, it goes out of bounds. No, they're going to shoot two. Dominic Lynch picks up his fourth. Boris at the line shooting two. He's got 3 points. So shot goes up and through. Boris was a 50% free throw shooter. Tuma back into the game. Like I said, these two teams will play in the Shawnee tournament. Trouble Shawnee. Here's a second shot by Voorhees. It goes up and in. 39-29. Back to a 10-point lead for South. Voorhees into the front court. Gets it over to Lynch. Lynch drives right side. Fadeaway jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound right there is Dawson. Count the basket and one for Dawson. Make it John Shirley. Foul's going against Ulrich. That'll be his third, team's fourth or fifth. That's going to send Shirley to the line for the and one. Shirley, 10 points on the night for him. Shot goes up and no good. Rebound tipped around, picked up by North, and it's a jump ball. It's going to stay with North. 2:51 to go here in this fourth quarter. It's an 8-point lead, 39-31. North trailing it. Lynch will inbound it for North underneath his own basket. Shirley out near midcourt. Ball comes in all the way out to Shirley. Almost has the ball picked from him. Here's Flory. Flory dishes down low. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound picked up by Shirley. Puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound North. Flory for three. Got it. Flory gets three more. He's got 16. 2.5 to go, and a whistle and a foul. Going against two. Foul's going against Lynch. That's going to be his fifth. He fouls out with just 2 points. 39-34, a 5-point lead as Boris going to line for two. He's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. First shot goes up and off the back of the rim, no good. 2.5 to go. This game I thought was over, but it is far from over, folks. Second shot goes up and in by Voorhees. 6-point lead, 40-34 is our score. South leading it. Six points now for Voorhees. Ball almost thrown away and picked up by South, by North. Flory lays it up in, off the glass and in. And a whistle and a foul. He's going to line for the end one. No, he's not. Foul's going against Levi Paul, his fourth. That's going to send Tuma to the line to shoot two. He's 7 of 8, making 8 of 9. 41-36, back to a 5-point lead. Second shot goes up and in. 42-36, a 6-point lead for the South Panthers. Flory into the front court, gets it over to Shirley. Shirley top of the key, over to the left side. Goes, now back, Shirley gets it back again. Over to the right side, goes to Reynolds. Reynolds puts it up, and it goes out of bounds. And it's going to go back over to South with 2 minutes to go. 42-36 is our score. 2 minutes left. South leading it. Ball goes in. Voorhees back over to Ulrich. Ulrich looking in. Going to get it across the timeline. He's double teamed. And a whistle. And what do we have? A timeout called by South.
a 30-second timeout. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, too, back after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1, that's the number one, at gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
Ulrich will inbound it for South. Gets it into Ankrum, or to Tuma. Tuma drives lane, puts it up, got it to go. Jace Tuma, two more points. He's got 19. Quickly up court comes North. Here's a shot and bounces around. No good. Rebound Allison. Allison fighting for it, and he is fouled. He'll be back at the line. Foul's going against Braden Dawson. That'll be his fifth. So he scored 4 points. No, I take it back. He only had 2 points. But going to the line will be Allison to shoot two. 8-point lead, 44-36, and this is the first one. He got 2 of 7 from the line tonight. Trying to go 3 of 8 on this one. Shot goes up off the front of the rim, though. Good rebound comes down to North. Flory into the front court in a hurry. Flory at the free throw line. Stop, pops, and off the glass. No good. Rebound gets his own rebound on the right side. Flory's going to be fouled. It looks like by Allison. No, it's going to be Ankrum getting the foul. That'll be his fourth. Team sixth foul. 1:22 left, an 8-point North lead, or South lead. Ball comes into Flory on the right wing. Now he's going to try and drive, kicks back out top. This time it goes to Shirley. Shirley looking inside, over to the left side, goes over to Reynolds. Reynolds dishes down low to Shirley in the paint. Shot good, no good. Rebound comes down to Ankrum. 1:05 to go here in this one. 8-point lead for South, for South. Flores. They got to get it across, and a 10-second call. No, they called timeout. South called timeout before the 10-second call. A 30-second timeout. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout, too, back after this. Oh, no, I take that back. It's a full timeout. Back after this.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. 44-36 is our score here at Twin Valley South High School. They lead it. Coming up on Monday night here on the Gem City Sports Network, we'll be back out at Central State as they host Lincoln, California. Gary Payton is the coach out at Lincoln. They'll be coming in. Take on Marauders. Ball comes into Tuma. Tuma will back it out. Less than a minute to go here in this one. Flores trying to do the four-corner bit. Tuma going to have the ball taken away and scramble for it. Picked up by North. There's Powell. Powell into the front court. Gets it over to Flores. Roy loses it, picked up this time by Tuma of South. Tuma trying to drive, and they're going to try to get it across the line, and he's going to be fouled by Florey, it looks like. And I think that's going to be it for Florey. See who the foul's on. Foul is going against Logan Florey. That'll be his fifth. Florey will foul out. At 18. Coming into the game will be Parker Overcash for North. 44-36 as Tuma will go to the line for two more. So the shot goes up, no good. Tuma on the day has 19 points. Second shot going up, and it is rolled around and through. Now a 9-point lead for South. 25 seconds to go. Ball goes over to the right side to Reynolds. Reynolds back out top. Move the ball around. Shot goes up and in by Powell. Powell makes it 45-38 with 10 seconds to go. Ball comes over to Ankrum, and that's going to do it. Your final score. The South Panthers 45 and the North Panthers 38. We'll be back with the final totals right after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Back here at South High School, your final score, Twin Valley South 45, Tri-County North 38. Here's the unofficial totals for tonight's game. For North, Carter Lake had 2 points. Logan Florey fouled out with 18. Jake Powell had 2. Dominic Lynch had 2. Braden Dawson had 2. And John Shirley had 10. For the victorious South Panthers, Eric Allison had 10. Seth Boris had 6. Chandler Ulrich had 1. Jace Tatum led everybody with 20. Jaden Ankrum had 8 points. And Connor Mowell had 2. These two teams will play in the Preble Shawnee Holiday Tournament on the 28th and 29th of December. South will take on Preble Shawnee. North will take on Valley View. The South game will start at 6. The North game will start at 7:30. We'll have both of those games for you here on the Gem City Sports Network. Our next broadcast of high school basketball will be on the 22nd of December when the Meadowdale Lions take on the Stivers Tigers from Stivers High School. We'll have that for you beginning at 7:30 or 20 minutes after the reserve game. So well, thank you for joining us. And also reminder that we'll be back on here on Monday night with the Central State Marauders as they take on Lincoln University out of California. Until then, this is Doug Brown saying so long from South High School. Once again, your final score, Twin Valley South 45 and Tri-County North 38. This has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network. been listening to the High School Game of the Week. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by G&G Fitness Equipment, 641 Miamisburg Centerville Road in Centerville, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price, by McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, by the USO, by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for the High School Game of the Week here on the Gem City Sports Network.